Welcome back to Claude Talks. I'm Ryan, and this is our Spanish Level 2 episode. We're going deeper today, real-life situations like airports, hotels, restaurants, and making friends. Joining me again is Sofia, our Mexican Spanish expert. Hola, Sofia.
Hola, Ryan. Bienvenidos a todos. That means welcome, everyone. Bienvenidos. We covered basic greetings last time, so today we dive into situations where you really need Spanish. Vamos.
Let's start at the airport. You've just landed in Mexico City. You need to find your gate or check-in. How do you ask where something is?
Great starting point. Say, ¿dónde está la salida? ¿Dónde está la salida? That means where is the exit? ¿Dónde igual a where? Está igual a is. La salida igual a the exit. Simple and useful everywhere.
And if I'm looking for the check-in counter?
Say, ¿dónde está el mostrador de facturación? El mostrador de facturación. Mostrador igual a counter. Facturación igual a check-in. In airports you might also see it written as just check-in, same word in Spanish airports.
What about at the check-in desk itself? What would you say to the agent?
Yo decía, buenos días. Tengo una reservación a para Cancún. Tengo una reservación. Tengo igual a I have. Una reservación igual a reservación. A Cancún igual a to Cancún. In Spain they say reserva, shorter. In México, reservación.
Cultural tip here, in Mexico they say a reservation, but in Spain it's reserva. Are there many differences like that?
Muchísimas. So many. For example, in Mexico we say el carro for car, el carro. In Spain they say el coche. And el autobús in Spain, bat el camión in Mexico. Same vehicle, totally different words. Context usually saves you.
Now the nightmare scenario, your luggage didn't arrive. How do you report lost luggage?
Oh no. Go to the baggage desk and say, mi equipaje no le llegó. Mi equipaje no le llegó. Mi equipaje igual a my luggage. No llegó igual a didn't arrive. They ella understand immediately. Tenad, ¿pueden ayudarme? Can you help me?
And if you need to describe your suitcase?
Say, mi maleta es negra y grande. Mi maleta es negra y grande. Maleta igual a suitcase. Negra igual a black. Grande igual a large. You can swap colors. Roja igual a red. Azul igual a blue. Amarilla igual a yellow. Add con ruedas, with wheels, to be more specific.
Let's move to the hotel. You arrive and want to check in. What's the first thing you say?
Walk up to reception and say, buenas tardes. Tengo una reserva a nombre de, tengo una reserva a nombre de. I have a reservation under the name of. Then say your name. Clear, polite, and it works in any hotel in the Spanish-speaking world.
What if you want to ask for a room with a view?
Say, ¿tiene una habitación con vista al mar? ¿Tiene una habitación con vista al mar? Habitación igual a room. Vista igual a view. Al mar equals to the sea. Swap mar for montaña, mountain, or piscina, pool, depending on where you are.
What about asking for things in your room, like more towels?
Call reception and say, necesito más toallas, por favor. Necesito más toallas. Necesito igual a I need. Más igual a more. Toallas igual a towels. You can replace toallas with almohadas, pillows. Or mantas, blankets. Necesito is your magic word.
Now, the restaurant. This is where I always get nervous. Let's start from the moment you walk in.
Okay. You walk in and say, buenas noches. ¿Tienen mesa para dos? ¿Tienen mesa para dos? Do you have a table for two? Dos igual a two. For four, 6/4. They might ask, ¿tienen reserva? Do you have a reservation?
You're seated. The waiter comes over. What do they say, and how do you respond?
The waiter will say, ¿qué van a pedir? What are you going to order? Or, listos para ordenar. Ready to order? Yo replay, un momento, por favor, one moment please, if you need more time. Or, sí, ya estamos listos, yes, we're ready.
How do I order a specific dish?
Point to the menu or say, quisiera el pollo a la parrilla. Quisiera el pollo a la parrilla. Quisiera igual a I would like. El pollo igual a the chicken. A la parrilla igual a grill. Quisiera is more polite than quiero, I want. Always use quisiera in restaurants.
What about ordering wine? I want to look sophisticated.
Ah. Say, ¿me recomienda algún vino tinto de la casa? ¿Me recomienda algún vino tinto de la casa? Do you recommend a house red wine? Vino tinto igual a red wine. Vino blanco igual a white wine. Vino rosado igual a rosé. De la casa equals from the house, usually cheaper and local.
Now a serious one, food allergies. This is genuinely important.
Muy importante. Very important. Sí, soy alérgico al cacahuate. Soy alérgico al cacahuate. I'm allergic to peanuts. Alérgico igual a allergic. In Mexico, peanut is cacahuate. In Spain, cacahuate or maní. For shellfish, mariscos. For gluten, gluten. Say it clearly.
And if the food isn't right, maybe it's too salty or cold, how do I complain politely?
Politely say, perdone, pero este plato está demasiado salado. Perdone, pero este plato está demasiado salado. Excuse me, but this dish is too salty. Demasiado igual a too much. Salado igual a salty. For cold food, está frío, it's cold. Always start with perdone, excuse me, to keep it polite.
How do I ask for the bill?
Say, ¿nos puede traer la cuenta, por favor? ¿Nos puede traer la cuenta? Can you bring us the bill? La cuenta igual a the bill. In Mexico you might also hear me cobra. Can you charge me? Very casual. Or just catch the waiter's eye and say, la cuenta, with a smile.
Speaking of bills, let's talk tipping. I know it's different in Mexico and Spain. What's the etiquette?
Great cultural point. In Mexico, tipping is very much expected, like in the US. Typically 10-15% in casual places, up to 20% in nicer restaurants. Say, ¿el servicio está incluido? Is service included? Often it's not. In España, tipping is less expected, rounding up or leaving a few euros is appreciated but not obligatory.
Let's shift to making friends. You're at a bar or a party and you want to introduce yourself. What do you say?
Start with, hola, me llamo R.Y. Ann. ¿Y tú? Hola, me llamo Ryan. ¿Y tú? Hi, my name is Ryan. And you? Or use the full, ¿qué tal? Soy R.Y. Ann, mucho gusto. Mucho gusto igual a nice to meet you. Very warm, very natural in any Spanish-speaking country.
And they ask where I'm from?
They ellos say, ¿de dónde eres? Where are you from? Yo reply, soy de Inglaterra. I'm from England. Or, soy británico, I'm British. They ellos probably say, qué chévere, in Colombia or Venezuela, how cool. In México, qué padre y how cool.
How do I talk about what I do for work?
Sí, trabajo como ingeniero. I work as an engineer. Trabajo como y your job. Or, soy profesor. I'm a teacher. Common hopes, médico igual a doctor, abogado igual a lawyer, diseñador igual a designer, empresario igual a businessman. What's your job, Ryan?
I'm a podcast host. How do I say that?
Ah, soy presentador de un podcast. Soy presentador de un podcast. Presentador igual a host barra diagonal presenter. You could also say conductor de un programa, conductor igual a host in Latin America. Podcast is the same word, we borrowed it.
What about talking about family?
Family is huge in Spanish culture. Tengo una hermana y dos hermanos. I have one sister and two brothers. Hermana igual a sister. Hermano igual a brother. Mis padres viven en Manchester. My parents live in Manchester. Padres igual a parents. Mi familia igual a my family. It always creates connection.
Now let's talk about sounding natural. What are those filler words that make Spanish speakers sound so? Spanish?
Buena pregunta. Bueno, bueno, is like well or okay. You use it to start sentences or by time. Pues, pues, also means well or so. Very common. Oh sí, means I mean or like. And in Mexico, ándale, ándale, means okay, let's go, hurry up, or even just exactly.
Can you give me those in a mini sentence?
Sure. Bueno, pues, o sea, no sé. Well, so, I mean. I don't know. Ah. That sounds like any Mexican teenager. Also sabes. You know? At the end of sentences. And me entiendes. Do you understand me? To check if you're following. Very casual and authentic.
What about gay and chido?
Exacto. In España, guay means cool or great. Qué guay. Igual a how cool. In México, we say chido or chida, chido for masculine, chida for feminine. Esa canción está muy chida. That song is really cool. Don't mix them up, que in Mexico sounds a bit odd.
Let's talk about false friends, words that look like English but mean something completely different. These can cause real embarrassment.
Oh yes. The most famous one, embarazada, embarazada. It does not mean embarrassed. It means pregnant. So never say, estoy tan embarazada. You'd be saying you're pregnant, not embarrassed. For embarrassed, say, estoy avergonzado, avergonzado. Very different word.
That one could get you in so much trouble. What's another classic false friend?
Librería, librería, it sounds like library but it means bookshop. If you want a library, a place to borrow books for free, say biblioteca, biblioteca. This trips up English speakers all the time. ¿Dónde está la librería? Means where's the bookshop? Cuidado. Be careful.
What about sensible?
Oh, good one. Sensible in Spanish means sensitive, emotionally sensitive. Not sensible as in reasonable or practical. To say someone is sensible barra diagonal reasonable, say, sensato, sensato. So es muy sensible means he's very sensitive, not he's very sensible. Common mistake.
Any others worth knowing?
Eventualmente, eventualmente. Sounds like eventually but means possibly or if the occasion arises. To say eventually, say, finalmente or al final, in the end. And ese tool in Spanish means current, not actual. El presidente actual igual a the current president. For actual, say verdadero o real.
Let's do a cultural tip about greetings. When I meet someone in Latin America or Spain, do I shake hands or kiss on the cheek?
It depends. In México, between strangers it's usually a handshake, un apretón de manos. But once you know someone, women greet with one kiss on the cheek, and men might hug. In España, two kisses on the cheek are standard even between strangers, right cheek first. In Argentina, also one kiss. Always follow their lead.
What about between two men in Spain? Do they kiss too?
In Spain, men typically shake hands or hug, un abrazo, with other men. The two-kiss greeting is mainly between women or between a man and a woman. In Latin America, Among close male friends, a hug and a pat on the back, palmada en la espalda, is very common and warm. Don't overthink it, just mirror what they do.
Let's practice a full conversation, making friends at a bar. You start.
Hola. ¿Eres de aquí?
Hola.
¿Eres de aquí?
Hi.
Are you from here?
A great opener.
De aquí igual a from here.
If yes, sí, soy de aquí.
If no, no, soy turista.
No, I'm a tourist.
Then they'll ask, ¿qué te parece la ciudad?
What do you think of the city?
And how do I say I love the city?
Sí, me encanta.
Es muy bonita y la comida es riquísima, me encanta.
I love it.
Muy bonita igual a very beautiful.
La comida igual a the food.
Riquísima igual a absolutely delicious.
Dequísimo barra diagonal quísima ending makes any adjective superlative, rico becomes riquísimo.
Very expressive.
What if I want to keep the conversation going and ask them about their life?
Ask, ¿a qué te dedicas?
¿A qué te dedicas?
What do you do?
More natural than ¿cuál es tu trabajo?
What's your job?
Or, ¿vives aquí?
Do you live here?
And, ¿qué recomiendas hacer en la ciudad?
What do you recommend doing in the city?
People love recommending their hometown.
Let's go back to travel. What if I need help getting somewhere? Asking for directions.
Sí, perdona, ¿me puedes indicar cómo llegar al museo?
¿Me puedes indicar cómo llegar?
Can you tell me how to get to the museum?
Then listen for, siga recto, go straight.
Gire a la derecha, turn right.
Gire a la izquierda, turn left.
Está a dos cuadras, it's two blocks away.
What if I don't understand their directions?
Just say, lo siento, hable más despacio, por favor. Hable más despacio.
Speak more slowly, please.
Or, puede repetirlo.
Can you repeat it?
And the magic phrase, puede escribirlo.
Can you write it down?
Pointing to your phone and asking them to type it works everywhere.
Let's talk about numbers quickly, because prices and room numbers come up so much.
Quick review. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1.5. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 6, 10.
For prices, cuesta 100 pesos.
It costs 100 pesos.
¿Cuánto cuesta?
How much does it cost?
And es demasiado caro, it's too expensive, if you want to negotiate.
Can I negotiate prices in Mexico?
In Marquete S, los mercados, absolutely yes.
Bargaining is expected.
Sí, me daría un descuento.
Would you give me a discount?
Or be direct, en cuanto lo deja.
How low can you go?
In restaurants and shops with price tags, don't negotiate, that would be rude.
But in markets and with street vendors, go for it.
Now let's cover some must-know phrases for emergencies. I hope listeners never need these.
Esperemos que no.
Let's hope not.
But, necesito ayuda.
I need help.
Llamen a la policía.
Call the police.
Necesito un médico.
I need a doctor.
And, me robaron.
I was robbed.
Me robaron equals they robbed me.
Al essential, hopefully never used.
What about if you're feeling sick?
Sí, me siento mal.
Me siento mal.
I feel unwell.
Or more specific, tengo dolor de cabeza.
I have a headache.
Dolor de igual a pain of barra diagonal in cabeza igual a head.
Estómago igual a stomach.
Garganta igual a throat.
Tengo fiebre.
I have a fever.
In Mexico, the pharmacy, farmacia, is always a great first stop. Pharmacists are very helpful.
Let's wrap up with some fun. What are some Spanish phrases that will genuinely impress a native speaker?
Ah. Ok. Say, no me digas.
No me digas.
You don't say. It expresses surprise naturally.
¡Qué harto!
In Mexico this means how annoying, or I'm fed up.
And my favorite, ya cayó el 20, ya cayó el 20.
Literally the 20 has fallen, it means the penny dropped, you finally understood something.
Very Mexican.
What's the origin of that one?
Beautiful story.
Old payphones in Mexico used 20 centavo coins, 20 centavos.
You'd insert the coin and wait for it to fall, caer, before the call connected.
So ya cayó el 20 became slang for when understanding finally clicks.
Language is culture in action.
Es muy bonito.
One more cultural tip before we close. What about time? I've heard Mexican time is a thing.
Ah, yes.
In Mexico, social events often start 30 minutes to an hour late by Northern European standards.
If someone invites you to a party at 8 de la noche, arriving at 9 is perfectly normal, even expected.
But for business meetings or doctor appointments, beyond time.
The phrase, el llegar a la hora mexicana, to arrive on Mexican time, is used affectionately.
And in Spain?
Spain is similar for social gatherings, very relaxed.
But the big cultural difference is meal times.
Lunch, la comida, is the main meal, typically 2 to 4 p.m.
Dinner, la cena, is late, often 9 to 11 p.m.
If you show up at a restaurant at 6 de la tarde for dinner in Spain, you might find it closed or empty.
Adapt to local time and you'll eat much better.
That's such good practical advice. All right, let's do a quick vocabulary lightning round before we finish.
Vámonos.
Let's go.
Y ella say a word, you try to guess. El pasaporte, el pasaporte.
Yes.
Passport, easy one.
La aduana, la aduana.
Customs at the border.
El equipaje de mano, carry-on luggage.
La sala de espera, the waiting room or departure lounge.
Hit me with restaurant ones.
La carta, la carta.
De menú.
In México alzo el menú.
El camarero in Spain, el camarero.
Water.
In México, el mesero, el mesero.
La propina, la propina.
De tip.
La especialidad de la casa, the house specialty.
And estaba a delicioso.
It was delicious.
Perfect. And the phrase for I'll have the same as them?
Para mí, lo mismo.
Para mí, lo mismo.
For me, the same.
So useful when you don't know what to order.
Just point to someone else's plate and say, ¿qué es eso?
What is that?
Ten, quiero eso, por favor.
I want that, please.
Works every time in any restaurant worldwide.
Let's close with a beautiful phrase. Something that sums up the spirit of Spanish culture.
My favorite, no hay mal que por bien no venga.
No hay mal que por bien no venga.
There is no bad from which good doesn't come.
It's the Spanish equivalent of every cloud has a silver lining.
Beautiful, optimistic, and very cultural.
Spanish speakers face challenges with this attitude, pues, así es la vida.
And what does así es la vida mean?
Así es la vida.
Such is life.
Así equals such barra diagonal like this.
Es igual a is.
La vida igual a life.
It's used with a shrug and a smile when things don't go as planned.
It captures something important about the culture, acceptance, resilience, and moving on with warmth.
Así es la vida, Ryan.
I love it. Alright, let's do the episode summary. What are the three most important phrases from today?
Number 1. ¿Dónde está?
Where is?
Works at airports, hotels, everywhere.
Number 2. Quisiera, I would like.
Perfect for ordering politely.
Number 3. ¿Me puedes ayudar? ¿Me puedes ayudar?
Can you help me?
Because asking for help is never weakness, it's wisdom.
Beautifully put, Sophia. And a reminder to listeners, don't be afraid to make mistakes. Spanish speakers appreciate the effort so much.
Tanto. So much.
We love when foreigners try Spanish. Even broken Spanish with a big smile gets a warm response.
Remember, el que no arriesga, no gana, he who doesn't risk, doesn't win.
Make mistakes, learn, and keep going.
Tú puedes.
You can do it.
That's it for today's episode of Claude Talks. Next time we'll cover Spanish for shopping, bargaining at markets, and understanding Latin American slang from different countries. Until then.
Hasta la próxima.
Hasta la próxima.
Until next time. And remember, every word of Spanish you learn is a door opening to 500 million people and their incredible cultures.
Buena suerte a todos.
Good luck, everyone.